From the KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 91.9. I'm Jay Barrett. In any thriving city, you're going to find a thriving chamber of commerce. They're a community's head booster, a cheerleader for local business, and they're always good for a parade when the time seems right. On Wednesday, the Soldotna Chamber recognized the individuals and businesses in town who keep both the chamber and the city thriving with its annual community awards. That'd be pretty tough to fit all the honorees into 5 minutes from a ceremony that took over an hour, so we've gathered here a few highlights. You can find the complete list online at kdll.org. The awards were emceed by incoming chamber president Pamela Parker, except for one, introduced by Chuck Winters.
She cares tremendously about her community and works tirelessly to make the Kenai a better place for all of us. This couldn't have been more evident than in how she handled the events of this past summer. On June 5th, a lightning strike started what would become the largest fire in the nation. During the Swan Lake Fire, Brenda worked an average of 14 to 16 hours a day for 92 days straight. Brenda is the architect of the Office of Emergency Management Call Center and the OEM blog, the only infrastructure for communication of its kind within the state of Alaska. And it has been said that she is one of the most professional and trusted public servants on the Kenai Peninsula and in the state of Alaska. We agree and are honored to present Ms. Brenda Ahlberg with our Person of the Year Award.
One thing that I've noticed today that I was sitting here thinking about was community is in everyone's speech. And the importance behind that is that each one of us care about each other, whether we know each other or not. And we make sure that in the time of crisis that we're helping each other, we're checking on each other. And for me, I couldn't express how important that is that I help sustain that. Or when we as a team, and I include all of you guys as part of that team, we're ensuring that our neighbor was okay. I can't express to you guys enough how much all of us are community and that we are so privileged to live here. And in the time of disasters or any other kind of crises, we do a pretty good job of helping each other out. And we should all be proud of that. Thank you very much for considering me.
The Soldotna Chamber of Commerce is honored to award Annette Villa and the Soldotna Wednesday Market with Small Business of the Year.
Yeah, it's very emotional for me because 3 years ago I was very sick and I didn't know if I'd even be here today or, you know, at all being able to do the market. And so being able to do the market and seeing the success and the beauty of it and is very special to me. And I have so many people to thank. This has been an amazing journey for me and I'm so thankful. And Andrew, oh my goodness, Andy, I don't even know. You've been there so many times for me when I was, just so many times. I don't think the market would be what it is without all the beautiful people that make it what it is. So I'm really blessed to be here and I'm very thankful. And of course, God, I can't get away without thanking the Lord for me being here, because without him, I wouldn't even be here because I was very sick. And so I give him the glory. And anyway, thank you everyone for coming to the market and all the vendors. Thank you.
Please help me congratulate our 2019 Pioneer Award winner for his instrumental and ongoing development of our community, Mr. Curly Wright.
And I want you to know that Soldotna has always been a great place. And it still is. Yes, I voted for statehood. I homesteaded. I've done it all. But above all, I can tell you this, that I do love Soldotna. And I love all of you. I don't know you. I don't get out. I'm sorry. I probably should. But he says I work hard. All I do now over there is pick up the cigarette butts on the parking lot. That's it.
We genuinely appreciate and value her commitment of time to volunteering with our organization through her helpfulness and thoughtfulness. It is my pleasure to award the 2019 Volunteer of the Year Award to Terry Burdick.
Thank you for this honor. And is there anything I can help with?
And on that cheery note from Ms. Burdick, that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. With help from Jenny Nyman, I'm Jay Barrett.